From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. 19 firefighters died fighting an out-of-control wildfire in Arizona yesterday. The Arizona Forestry Department is still investigating how the crew died. Many suspect the blaze was just too quick and too unpredictable. Washington State has also lost firefighters to fast-spreading wildfires in the past. In 2001, four firefighters died in the 30-mile fire in the Okanagan National Forest in Washington State. So how do wildfires get out of control so quickly? With some insight, we're joined by Peter Goldmark. He's Washington's Commissioner of Public Lands, but he was a firefighter based out of Okanagan in eastern Washington for over 30 years. Peter, thanks for taking the time.
Good afternoon.
You've been on the front lines of a wildfire before. Have you seen it turn around really quickly and turn into a life-threatening situation?
I have not, but I'm very aware that with shifting winds and low fuel humidities and high temperatures, wildfire can be very unpredictable.
Fighting a wildfire is by definition hazardous. How do crews try to minimize the danger and prevent a fire from sneaking up on them because the wind shifts?
So we all have a lot of safety procedures, and there are four letters that we're taught at the beginning of our wildfire fighting career called LCES. That stands for lookouts, communications, escape routes, and safety zones. So when crews are approaching a fire, they're always taught to identify a safety zone, meaning an area that is non-flammable that they can escape to if the wind shifts or if the flames become too high. And as they go toward the fire line to establish where their escape routes are to get to that safety zone, and then to have communications and a lookout posted at all times. So the lookout is primarily there to identify if there are any risks that appear that can then recall the team to the through the escape route to the safety zone. So it's a well memorized process and procedure to provide safe working conditions for wildland firefighters.
Peter, is there a process when fatalities take place, like what we saw in Arizona yesterday, to try to learn what happened to avoid it from happening again?
Yes, there are always after-action reviews, even when no fatalities occur around major incidents, to identify ways to improve both the effectiveness and safety of any wildfire fighting crew.
And have you seen changes since you started many, many years ago? Do firefighters who are fighting wildfires do things now that they didn't used to do?
Oh, yes. We're much more safety conscious. We're equipped. Our firefighters are equipped with better personal protective equipment. Now shelters are required to be carried by all wildland firefighters at all time, so that if the unforeseen occurs, They do have a shelter available at all times, and they know how to deploy it. This is something that's really been refined over the last couple of decades. It's a huge improvement in safety.
Peter Goldmark is Commissioner of Public Lands. That means he's also head of the biggest fire department in the state, looking out for public lands and wildfires that might take place. Peter, temperatures hitting record highs all over the state. What's the read on the fire season today?
Well, the National Weather Service has forecasted for a hotter than normal period this summer and lower than normal precipitation with some possibility of lightning. There's actually a possibility of lightning in the state over the next several days as we're under this very warm southwesterly flow that's coming from the central Pacific. Until that changes later in the week, we're going to be under very difficult fire conditions, and hopefully we don't get any major wildfires out of it. But we are prepared.
Peter Goldmark, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
By the way, lightning is what caused that fire in Arizona in which 19 firefighters died yesterday.